two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
As it turns out, local health officials are the first to admit that the state's vaccination rollout hasn't moved as quickly as most would like, although they are trying to make the best of it.
The supply is not great. We are getting doses in arms quickly.
Gary Edwards, executive director of the Salt Lake County Health Department, says right now the vaccine is only available to healthcare workers, long-term care facility residents and staff, teachers, first responders, and residents 70 and older. It'll likely stay that way until late February or early March. Now, the hope for everyone else is that an increase in weekly shipments could mean a shortened timeline. Rich Lake, an immunization director for the state health department, explains what will be available this week compared to last.
We've gone from 34,950 doses to 40,450.
Until this point, Utahns have been told that it may be sometime in July before vaccinations are opened up to everyone. Although if shipments continue to increase, that time frame could shift to late spring or early summer. The problem, according to the state, is that they aren't getting much of a big picture outlook.
Unfortunately, the federal government gives us information on a week-to-week basis.
Ahead of everyday healthy young Utahns on the priority list will be tribal communities, those with underlying medical conditions, and also various racial and ethnic groups at higher risk. John Bocek, KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.